Iran has denounced the European Union for failing to introduce an independent payment channel to bypass American sanctions. Foreign Ministry spokesman Bahram Ghassami says Iran's patience is running thin. He also says Tehran has honored all of its commitments under the deal. Ghassami has urged the EU to take a strategic decision and choose the path that it wants to take. When U.S. President Donald Trump unilaterally withdrew the United States from the Iran nuclear deal, he called on other signatories to the same. However, they refused to follow suit and expressed strong opposition towards Washington's withdrawal and its subsequent reimposition of sanctions on the Islamic Republic. Brussels said it would work on a mechanism called the SPV to salvage the Iran nuclear deal. This was meant to bypass American sanctions on trade and financial transactions with Iran. It was supposed to have been functioned by August 2018, when the first batch of American sanctions kicked in. So far, the SPV has not been set up. The Europeans have postponed its implementation on two occasions.
I think the primary reason for the failure thus far for the EU to actually get the SPV operating and functioning as it was designed is primarily due to the unfortunate fact that the EU does not enjoy financial autonomy. So whereas there might be some EU business or political elites who are attempting to perhaps stall or slow the process, I really believe that what we have seen is really just the fear of European, primarily business elites, to utilize the SPV.
Brussels has been under intense pressure from the White House to cut ties with Tehran. Washington says this is the only way to address Iran's missile program and its influence in the region. Tehran has repeatedly declared that its missile program is defensive. Iraq, Syria, and the Palestinians have hailed Iran's support in their fight against terrorism and oppression. Ghassami noted the Europeans have shown political will to keep the Iran nuclear deal alive. But he also says the EU has encountered serious obstacles for implementing the SPV. Senior Iranian officials have cited the supremacy of the U.S. dollar over the global financial system. They've also highlighted the reliance of the European economy on the United States. Bahram Ghassami described the EU as a captive and a hostage of the U.S. economy.
Control that the United States exerts due to the interconnectivity of European economies with the economy of the United States, as well as the power of the United States because of the dollar-denominated international financial system, have made European business elites very reticent to push strongly for the SPV. So I believe many of them are sitting on the fence, hoping that the political will be strong enough to enable the implementation of a system that could potentially protect them from the application of American extraterritorial sanctions.
Washington has threatened to punish banks and firms that engage in any European measures to bypass American sanctions. European leaders have previously said the EU should not be instructed by America over which countries they are allowed to trade with. If the EU reduces its dependency on the US dollar, it would surely improve the bloc's ability to independently run its own foreign policy, one that is less reliant on the U.S. sanctions regime. Brussels says this is part of its long-term strategy. The European Commission plans to focus on increasing the use of the euro in the energy field, plans that it says are meant to de-dollarize the world economy. This is something that many would expect Washington to be extremely concerned about. But how long will these plans take to succeed, and will it be enough to salvage the Iran nuclear deal?